We have made this legislation better and stronger. We have made significant changes to the bill, including in response to the NHS Future Forum's work, and we have been open to any further changes that would improve or clarify the bill. For example, so far in the Lords, the government has accepted amendments tabled by a number of crossbench, Liberal Democrat and Labour peers. Mr Speaker, yesterday my right honourable friend, the Deputy Prime Minister and Baroness Williams, wrote to their Liberal Democrat colleagues explaining their support for the bill with those changes and some further amendments they wish to see. They said, for example, how we must rule out, beyond doubt, any threat of a US-style market in the NHS. I wholeheartedly agree. The bill is about quality, not competition on price. It will not permit any NHS organisation to be taken over by the private sector. It will put patients' interests first. The bill does not permit any extension of charging. Care will be free based on need. Where the doctors and nurses on the ground know that competition is in the best interest of their patients, where it is based entirely on the quality of the care and treatment provided and not in any way on the price of that care and treatment, then competition can play an important role in driving up standards throughout the NHS.